Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right. So the next topic we want to talk about is something that we knew would come. And this is something that we knew it's a crisis that continues to grow. It doesn't really seem to be getting the attention it deserves. But in San Francisco, the homeless population is suing the city of San Francisco for not providing affordable housing. There are thousands of individuals who are homeless in San Francisco. This is San Francisco. San Francisco is expensive. I've visited there a couple times in my life. I didn't feel like I could even afford to look around. I mean, it was expensive. Those homes are expensive. It's expensive to do anything there. It's beautiful. One of my favorite cities, but it's just so gosh darn expensive. And so the homeless population is suing the city for being so expensive. And not providing shelters. And not providing affordable housing. Is that the city's responsibility? Well, if these individuals pay taxes, if these individuals supported the cities, and then the cities, you know, skyrocketed their rates to try to, and eventually people felt pushed out. I don't know. It's complex. Want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So according to their website, and the website's fascinating because it also gives the demographics and it kind of talks about health conditions many of them have and their race and did they lose their job or why they were homeless. But according to AP News, they say there's about 8,000 homeless people. And according to the lawsuit that has been filed in the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of California, they say the city's decades-long failure to adequately invest in affordable housing and shelter has left many thousands of residents unhoused, forcing them to use tents and vehicles as shelter. Now, the advocacy group, let me see if I have the name of the advocacy group. It is the Coalition on Homelessness. They say 57% of their homeless population is unsheltered. And San Francisco failed to provide enough temporary shelters, they said. So they are demanding that these individuals are not rounded up like criminals, and they actually put money into housing. Now, they have a point if the tax dollars are supposed to be going to that, and it's not. If the average San Francisco resident's tax dollars has money aside to help those in their community, and that money's not going or being managed properly, they have a huge suit. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. They say the advocacy group accused San Francisco's Mayor London Breed, police, and other authorities of acting to criminalize homelessness through an array of brutal policing practices that violate the constitutional rights of unhoused San Franciscans. They say the city's homelessness sweeps are rooted in its history of racism in housing and policing. They say the city has also embarked on a campaign to seize and destroy the property of unhoused people with the express purpose of removing visible signs of homelessness. So what they're saying is when somebody does set up a tent and everything they own is in that tent, when these people get moved or rounded up and then that tent gets demolished, then everything they have and is gone. This is a horrible, horrible situation. And so, you know, we're vulnerable in terms of our, what we're concentrating on, what we're focusing on. So I'm seeing money get shunted here and there. I'm seeing, you know, all these, you know, campaigns to, you know, bring people in and not necessarily, you know, secure the border and add extra border agents. But I'm really concerned that a lot of our newest homeless population are going to be the migrants that are coming in, and they have no place to go. And New York is expensive. San Francisco is expensive. Los Angeles has a high homeless population. Again, expensive. And so if the average person that is coming across the border hardly has any money on them because the traffickers took it, or they got mugged or attacked, or they just had nothing, which is why they made the trek to America, where are they going to live? Do we have enough shelters? What are we doing from a shelter standpoint? I know we passed an infrastructure bill. I don't know how much of it was to revolutionize what we're doing for our homeless population and their medical issues. And so now we have the homeless population suing the state for not providing shelter and places for them to be at. And mind you, the winter's coming, and it gets cold in San Francisco. I don't know what the answer is. They said, based on a 2019 point-in-time survey conducted in San Francisco, the majority of people who were homeless were in that position because they either lost their job, alcohol, drug use, eviction, argument with family or friend who asked them to leave, mental health issues, or a divorce, separation, or breakup was 5% of the cases. So there's people that just don't have a place to live. And without a home, you're basically homeless. They said, where did people live before they became homeless in San Francisco? Well, 70% were San Franciscans. So this isn't that, well, you know, somebody's from Sacramento, so they're going to go west, and they're going to decide to be homeless there instead of Sacramento. These are people that were citizens, that were tax-paying citizens or residents of that city, and then they became homeless. So these are their own. In terms of the age, you have a huge distribution between 18 to 24, 25, 30, 31 to 40, 41 to 50. The majority of them are middle age, but you do have a lot of the 18 to 24. Then a lot of the medical issues they have. About 48% of substance abuse, 38% of depression, 31% alcoholism, 24% psychosis, 19% hypertension. So it's a fascinating website that the San Francisco Chronicle has looking at the demographics. But honestly, you know, when the homeless people are suing the city, saying, you got to help us, we need to come up, we need to figure this out and figure out why so many people, they have 8,000, and that's just San Francisco. Not even considering San Jose and some of the other areas. We got an issue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, of course, as a physician, I get asked, you know, about things that happen in public, in politics, in economy. And the number one question I have been asked over the past 2 years is President Biden going to make it? You know, what does he need to do? What should he be treated with? What should his staff be doing? And it's something that both Democrats and Republicans have reached out to me about and have noticed that this is something that is, it's challenging. And if you are truly an American, and I'm not saying, you know, we're one side or the other, but if you are truly an American, you want us to be respected globally. You want our president to succeed, Republican or Democrat. You want America to succeed. You want a good president. You want somebody that will represent you. You want someone that embodies what America is about and won't mess the country up. But you generally want other countries to look at America as like, look, you know, we stand by, you know, whatever our military and our president and our public officials and our governors bipartisanly want to do. This is who we are. So when you have a president that is making the fumbles that he continues to make, it starts to rattle our faith and it starts to make us a little nervous. You know, people don't want to in America be stereotyped like some of the Russian citizens in Russia right now. When Putin invaded Ukraine, there were individuals saying, well, the Russians want this. This is, you know, Russians this. And many of the Russians are like, no, 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 that's not us. That's not us. But, you know, they had to choose between loyalty to their country and trying to tell the world, okay, hey, guys, no, I don't, no, I don't agree with this. And so a lot of Americans are, you know, because we all have platforms and we have microphones, we're like, look, I don't care what our president says. That's not how we feel. So you do have that right. That's why America protected that right for free speech, where we are able to say, look, now I get what, you know, the political heads want to do, but this is how I personally feel, and this is where I think the country needs to go. You have a right to air that grievance. You have a right to say it. We have freedom of speech. But when you have a president that is flailing from a medical standpoint or a cognitive standpoint, it makes us nervous on what to do. And you have some individuals say, have him resign. You have to have leadership in this country that's strong, that other countries will fear and respect. Others feel, but if we do that, we could look weaker. The president is a figurehead anyway. He's not running things. Other people are. So do we make matters worse ripping him out of the seat and putting Kamala Harris in? So one of the biggest, or one of the most recent mistakes, which from a medical standpoint is kind of serious, is when I look at cognition, and I'm not diagnosing President Biden, I'm not here to diagnose him, I'm not his doctor, but when you look at people's cognitive states and their health, when there is going to be, let's say, God forbid, a deterioration, one of the most common symptoms is short-term memory loss, where they might remember their son, they might remember things in the past, but something more recently, they forget. Now, I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, gosh, you know, I've been to a store and I forgot what I bought and, you know, I don't remember what I did last weekend. Okay, well, if you're not paying attention and you're distracted, that could happen. But if somebody died, you'd remember that. If you were the leader of a country and one of your lawmakers, and you don't have a lot of them, there's a finite amount, one of the lawmakers passed, which is pretty significant, and you actually spoke and made a statement on that, that's memorable. Well, apparently President Biden forgot and was asking a crowd where she was. So when President Biden was honoring the lawmakers that were working on hunger, nutrition, and health, he had asked where lawmaker Representative Jackie Walorski was. And it was, he's like, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here. Now, this was after he praised Senators Mike Braun, a Republican, Cory Booker, a Democrat, because it was a bipartisan initiative. Well, when, you know, sadly, you have somebody who passed, if you forget that they passed, it could, even though I understand he's older, he's probably going through memory loss, to other individuals, the family, other lawmakers, it's, I guess he doesn't even know who that person is because he doesn't remember that they died and he made a statement. Now, I don't think it's callousness. I don't think it's that he doesn't care. I just think he's overwhelmed and he just doesn't remember that that one person died, which to me is more of a medical issue as opposed to him not caring. And I think one of the family members said, look, you know, it's unfortunate, but they feel bad. And, you know, I'm sure the family understands. Everybody understands. But this is kind of huge. And we spoke about this the other day. You know, the president mixing up officials' names, the president not knowing where to go, looking like he's fumbling. You know, these are things that are big But when one of the people that you lead and you work with, you don't remember, and you don't remember not only their name, you know, I forget names, but you remember that they passed, it means he's not retaining his short-term memory. So when people ask, well, how much longer does he have from a mentation standpoint? I don't know. Some of us will lose our short-term memory years before. He does look like he's deteriorating quickly, though. It is different. I mean, we are seeing differences from a year or two ago. But then also, I'd like to also throw some blame on his staff. Because if he has all these cue cards and he has a teleprompter, then you should say the late representative, I mean, and have that in big, bold letters to remind him that she passed. What was the speechwriter doing or his note taker? He obviously had that list. The staff person forgot, obviously, because then you would have said, you know, and would like to also honor, you know, and the late Representative Jackie Walorski, who also worked on this prior to her untimely death. You know, our families, our thoughts are with her families during this difficult time. What the hell was the speechwriter thinking? So I understand that his staff has to do a lot of walking back. I know that the White House press secretary is trying to say, look, obviously she's on the top of his mind. You know, they're all trying to do this walk back. And I mean, I'm just of the mindset that maybe have him speak less. Because, honestly, the White House is working overtime to try to cover up. But I would rather he speak less and get at least a diagnosis. Is he on a medication? Is the reason why he's going to Delaware is because he's seen a neurologist? Is he getting Aricept or Namenda or oxygen therapy? What are they doing to help him with his mentation? Or is it at the point where he really has something that can't be treated? And then if that's the case, is he fit for office? And you don't, you know, even though you do have bipartisan, you know, support for let's make sure he's okay, let's, you know, do some testing, you really don't hear a lot from the Democrats. You don't hear a lot from the Republicans because they don't necessarily want Kamala Harris president right now. So, meanwhile, you have a senior who is clearly struggling. It looks like it's accelerating to me as a physician. And there, I don't know what interventions he's getting. And I think that's sad. And I get, we're in a pretty precarious position. We got possibly war with China, possibly nuclear threat from Putin. We have an economy that's tanking. I get it. This might not look like an ideal time for a power shift but you got to kind of just step back and go, what do we have? We have a 79-year-old man that is having some significant on-air live captured memory lapses. And it needs to be addressed. I don't think we need to sit here and mudsling and then try to say, well, you see, the Democrats have this, the Republicans have this. I think if we were going to be Americans, we have to just say, look, okay, you know, he needs help. And if he is still fit for duty, can he get better staff so he doesn't keep doing these things on air? And I don't mean to insult the staff, but come on, who wrote his cue cards? Who wrote his, and it stinks too, because what if they did have it on there and he missed it and he skipped it and they're like, look, it wasn't me. But I would think what the staff needs to do is, whenever you're fighting alcoholism, the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. I think the White House needs to admit, all right, that there are going to be these gaps. So try to make it as cognitive proof where he doesn't make those certain mistakes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Hurricane Ian has left a path of destruction as it slowly moved across the state. In Orlando, WKMG meteorologist Julia Broughton says Ian has been downgraded.
Tropical storm Ian with winds at 65 miles per hour sustained, with those higher gusts moving off to the northeast at 8 miles per hour.
Officials along the west coast of Florida are just now beginning to assess the damage from Ian. In Lee County, where Ian made landfall, officials there are answering as many emergency calls as they possibly can, but also admit that they can't get to every area. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says details are still spotty, but he tells us that he anticipates many casualties from this storm.
Unsure of the exact details because we are just starting to scratch the surface on this assessment. We're doing everything that we possibly can. Again, now it's to protect and preserve lives, and we are in full force doing that.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you guys I'm really, really mixed with this whole writing off student debt. Because on one end, I think students are being financially raped from these universities and colleges, and they're being coerced, the charges. You have no sort of freedoms or no ability to argue and discuss why these charges are on there. Like, there's online teaching, additional charges still being added to people's college bills when these students don't even want online. They're like, we want to go back. We're paying for college. We're paying for parking. What the hell? So on one end, these students are being, you know, ripped apart financially by stupid charges that these colleges do, and boy, do they overpay a lot of their staff, and I see the staff at home and not coming to work, and, you know, you're like, come on, and this is what the students are paying? But on the other end, if a president could at any time say, you know what, we're going to write this debt off. We're going to write this debt off. Then what about car debt? What about mortgage debt? What about medical debt? There's so much debt. And then does this just keep happening where, okay, if you have debt, we just write it off? Credit card debt. People have massive credit card debt. They're going to, especially with the recession. So we kind of need to figure out where we're going with this. We have to define what does borrowing money mean. Borrowing money used to mean, until this year, you want something that you can't necessarily afford, but there's a means and process for you to actually borrow the money. There is going to be interest on that because whoever's loaning you the money is taking a risk, and then you pay that back. Well, now that's up in the air because, well, we could be paid off. Part of it paid off. So we're redefining what borrowing is. We're also redefining what the taxpayers are responsible for. We're redefining who is underserved and who is vulnerable and who needs help. The average college student, I wouldn't have thought was malnourished, poor, unable to make rent. But with the way the economy is, they are struggling. But they are now a population that is getting the focus. Not the homeless population, but college student population is getting the focus. And I mind you, I love students, and I love my students. But why is it the government's responsibility and not the university's responsibility? And are these institutions now going to think they got away with it and keep charging? So six states are now suing over this plan to provide $10,000 to $20,000, depending on if you're a Pell Grant recipient, to borrowers. And one thing that this is pivoting on is when President Biden in a 60 Minutes interview said the pandemic is over. Well, one of the reasons for all this spending is, and this was brought up during the election, was because of the pandemic, we have to help our students. Pacific Legal Foundation already filed a lawsuit last week. The Congressional Budget Office analysis said that the plan is going to cost over $400 billion. Now, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, South Carolina, and Arkansas are joining the suit. Pell Grant recipients get a total of $20,000 in debt forgiven, and everybody else $10,000 if they make less than $125,000. If you're a couple and you make less than $250,000, you could also get then $20,000 off, $10,000 for each. So it's a nice thing to do, but it leaves a lot of questions. Number one is we already have high inflation because of all the spending during the lockdowns and the money that had to get shelled out because, you know, we were forced to lock down when we wanted to work, and then we had to pay for people's unemployment. So it's inflationary. Number two is the average student that has a lot of debt, my medical students, they have hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. There's all this drama just to shave off $10,000. You have individuals who chose not to go to school. They're like, I just can't afford it. I don't want to go into debt. College won't be for me. I'm going to do trade schools. And good for them. But they could be like, wait a second. So if that's going to be the new norm where you could borrow and then get it written off, then why not? You have individuals like me that went to state school and didn't decide to go to a nice, beautiful, cushy, you know, ritzy-pitsy campus and out of state because we didn't want to borrow that much. Well, so is that now? Well, why go to state school? You can now go to Pepperdine or you can go to UCSD or George Washington U and you know, go to a more prestigious, assuming you had the grades. I had the grades, but I didn't want to borrow the money because I didn't want to owe. Then you start to think, well, maybe I should have borrowed it because I could get it written off. So the states are suing to halt the administration's plan to forgive student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans, saying it is overstepping its executive powers. It's the second legal challenge this week that has been brought forward. The one lawsuit has to do with the tax liability. And the other is this something that the president has the power to do? Now, the loan announcement was after months of internal deliberations and pressure from activists. It became something that the president had to do, especially before the midterms. But as I said before, this really, I think, also rubs a lot of Democrats wrong who just finished paying their student loans, who, you know, made choices based on student loans. You can't go back and say, can I get that money back? And my problem with all of this is because I'm pro-student, I don't want the students having hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And this doesn't help that. Why aren't the universities the ones that are paying this? When the Congressional Budget Office says, guys, this is going to cost $400 billion. So if this is something that you're for, and you're part of the Democratic Party that wants to get this passed, then you guys come up with the $400 billion. All your students, you know, whatever students went to you and they charged because they want to live in the dorms as opposed to get an apartment because the dorms are a little bit more expensive. Right? You know, if these students stayed in your dorms and they went to your school, you pay the $10,000 back for that student. Pay it back to the government. Because the problem is that the student loans paid the school off right away. Schools demand the money right away. So the schools pay the school off, and then the school's like, I'm out. And now you or I are like having to pay for this. So they should go back to the universities going, hey guys, if you want this and you want to help Biden, then you guys are the ones that are going to have to submit the funding. Honestly, I had to make some very serious choices about my living, and I had to work multiple part-time jobs to try to avoid borrowing money. And somebody was like, you know what, I'm just going to borrow it and we'll see what happens. They got to live more cush. They got to eat better. And I'm glad, again, I'm pro-students. I want the students to eat better. I don't want them to try and live on $6 a week for food. But again, is this a priority? We have homeless people. We have people coming across the border and families and kids. No school or food or medical care. We have so many other things. And here we are, all of this over $10,000 in student loan debt. And then if the president is set, so then what happens before the next election? Credit card debt? I've been paying off my credit cards. Should I not? Should I go back to school? I've always wanted to also have a law degree in addition to my medical degree. Should I go back to school and borrow? Well, what if you make too much? I won't make too much because I'll stop working to go back to school. So then I'll qualify for loan repayment. So it's our whole thinking process starts to change. And I think it opens up a huge can of worms. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to be talking about prescription drug costs and ways to save money. In Florida, by the way, because of the hurricane, there is an emergency order allowing that if you do live in a hurricane-affected county, you will be able to get a prescription medication refill, I believe a 30-day or 15-day, depending on what it is. And that's by Governor DeSantis' order. So make sure you check in with the Florida Department of Health on what you could do. The ArrayRx.com site is still down. That's for Nevada, Oregon, and Washington residents who were supposed to get a prescription discount card. That was to save us money. I kind of talked a lot about that, but the website is still down. But what we're going to be talking about next is how to lower prescription drug costs. And this is a pre-taped interview I did with David Mitchell, who was president and founder of Patients for Affordable Drugs. You know, it's expensive, and prescriptions are high, and, you know, trying to use GoodRx or ArrayRx.com or other things to try to save money, there are things out there that could help. And I believe Congress appropriated some money to help. So we're going to be going into that interview now. Check it out and listen. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've been talking about ways to save money, and my concern is prescription drug prices are high, medical out-of-cost expenses are high, and joining us next is David Mitchell, president and founder of Patients for Affordable Drugs, to talk to us about what the new law that helps reduce drug prices and can save patients thousands of dollars a year. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. David, we really, really appreciate it.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you for having me.
Great. So, yeah, so prescription drug prices high. I know Florida's making some adjustments with hurricane coming up. Nevada, Washington, Oregon has passed an ArrayRx.com benefit. But you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on nationally. Talk to us about what's happening with prescription drug prices.
Well, prescription drug prices have been too high in America for too long. Right now, Americans pay almost four times what other wealthy nations pay for the exact same brand name drugs. As a result, 3 out of 10 Americans report that they're unable to take their medications as directed because of cost. Just within the past few weeks, Congress passed a bill and the president signed into law a bill that is going to lower prices of prescription drugs and lower the amount that many people pay out of pocket for their prescription drugs. And I can walk through what's in that bill if you'd like.
Sure, absolutely.
So it does several very, very historic things. Number one, for the first time in more than 20 years, it grants Medicare the ability to negotiate directly with the drug companies to use its purchasing power to get a better deal for Americans under Medicare. Second, starting next year, it limits the amount that prescription drug companies can raise their prices to no more than the rate of inflation in Medicare. Three, for the first time ever, there's going to be an annual out-of-pocket cap on what patients have to pay under the Medicare Part B prescription drug benefit. Right now, patients like myself, I have cancer. We can pay as much as $16,000 a year or more for our drugs under the Medicare Part D benefit. In 2025, that will be capped at $2,000 a year. Starting next year, people dependent on insulin will pay no more than $35 a month for their prescriptions under Medicare. Starting next year, vaccines, adult vaccines like the shingles vaccine, which can cost $100 or $200, will be free under Medicare. And there are other provisions, all of which add up to lower prices and lower out-of-pocket costs for people on Medicare. And it's going to make a huge difference for millions of Americans and save millions of dollars.
And I think there might even be also some benefits from a hearing aid standpoint, too, for Medicare patients. Medicare recipients, you know, have had it kind of rough because they, you know, put all this money into the system for decades and then only to kind of have the donut holes and the out-of-pocket costs. And it's because, you know, we're an aging population. We're able to fight you battling multiple myeloma. God bless you for everything you're going through. But it is expensive. So I'm glad that, you know, Medicare recipients are going to be able to get, you know, some benefits. Any other benefits that you know of that Medicare recipients will get?
Well, one of the things that was done was to increase the subsidies so that people are better able to afford to buy the prescription drug benefit. And the net result is going to be that millions of people are going to have lower prices for their prescription drugs and pay lower out-of-pocket. But there's still a fight ahead. Unfortunately, the drug industry is threatening lawsuits and really inexplicably, this week some Republicans said that if they win back the Congress, they're going to work to repeal this law that is going to lower prices for people. It is really unfortunate. We are going to have to fight to implement this law and fight to keep the law in place. in order that people can realize the benefits.
Well, there has been a lot of confusion, and it's a shame it still politicizes. You and I know you're a patient. You know, I'm a physician. I mean, President Trump first initiated lowering insulin costs to cap at $35, no more than $35. And then we don't know why that got reversed with the next administration, but then Biden's bringing it back. And I mean, I'm grateful to all presidents trying to help patients, but it just, the more politics get in, I think the longer it takes, because we've been expecting insulin to go down for years, and I don't understand why the hesitancy with lawmakers. So I'm grateful that bipartisanly we can, you know, get agreement finally for things to move forward, especially with that and insulin and all that. So my listeners would obviously like to know more. What can they do to help, and what can they do? How can they find out more about how to lower their prescription drug costs?
Well, first of all, I want to say that we are bipartisan, and we'll work with Republicans and Democrats alike. Anybody who will lower the prices of prescription drugs, we want to work with.
Amen.
What people can do is to come to our website, patientsforaffordabledrugs.org, just like it sounds. Leave us a story. If you have a story of your troubles paying for prescription drugs, leave us your email address. We don't ask patients for money. But those stories and email addresses we use to help policymakers and elected officials understand the will of the American people, understand the toll that high drug prices take on people, and that will be incredibly helpful.
Absolutely. Can you give us the website again?
Patientsforaffordabledrugs.org.
David Mitchell, you're a godsend. I mean, everything you've been doing, we really appreciate you and what you do with Patients for Affordable Drugs. And God bless your fight with multiple myeloma. We can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market.
markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.